First of all, we're very grateful to be here.
首先我非常感恩能够到弟兄姊妹当中。
I wasn't sure how many times we visited with you.
我不能够确定我究竟是几次到我们弟兄姊妹当中。
Now Larry tells me it's 4 times.
我也可能印象是四次。
Linda thought maybe it's 5 times. She's holding up her hand.
实际上是五次的时间。
So maybe whoever gets it right gets the prize. We'll wait and see.
我们已经有五次的时间。
Nevertheless, it is God's kindness to receive us, and we're grateful to be here.
实在是神的慈爱啊，把我们能够在这里受弟兄姊妹的接待。
I know Jeffrey and Catherine feel the same.
我知道呢，我们的 Jeffrey 和 Catherine 弟兄姊妹也是同样的感受。
And the brothers and sisters from Richmond are praying for you.
在 Richmond 那边的弟兄姊妹呢，也为我们祷告。
And we know that you're praying for us.
他们也知道的，我们这边的聚会也为那边的聚会祷告。
And I know you've been praying for my physical condition.
我知道呢，弟兄姊妹也在为我的这边的弟兄姊妹在为我的身体祷告。
If I fall off the stage, someone can pick me up.
若是我倒下去的话呢，弟兄姊妹可以把我拉起来。
But actually, my knee is much better. Thank you for your prayers.
谢谢弟兄姊妹为我的祷告。我现在的膝盖呢，手术以后呢，很好，很好。
It must be part of getting older.
可能是因为我有点变老了。
I've never been in a hospital.
我从来没有去过医院。
Well, let me correct that. I've never stayed in a hospital.
我要纠正一下，我没有住过院。
But these last few months, I've had 2 surgeries, both with general anesthesia.
这两三个月呢，我有两次的手术。
But by the grace of God, I'm doing much better, and thank you for your prayers.
感谢神的恩典呢，我现在很好。
The burden that the Lord has laid on my heart,
主给我这次的负担是
comes from last words.
是讲到最后末了的话。
They are the last words in the Old Testament age.
在旧约的时代的最后的话是。
And they're the last words in the New Testament age.
也有在新约时代的最后神给我们的话。
Now I believe we ought to pay attention to last words.
我相信呢，在最后的这些话呢，是我们需要注意。
They're very important.
是非常重要的话。
And I believe particularly when God speaks last words,
特别是神讲到他的最后的话的时候
We ought to pay even more attention.
我们实际上要更加的注意。
You know, before our parents leave us sometimes,
有时候我们的父母亲离开我们的时候
when we're young children,
当我们很年轻的时候
they give those last words of instruction.
他们有时候会给我们有最后的叮嘱。
Usually it's something like this.
常常会像下面这样。
I want you to behave.
你要好好的表现。
Those are important words.
这是很重要的话。
But God's last words are far more important.
神的最后的话语比这个重要很多。
And I've been impressed.
我实在是有这样很深的印象。
I began to pray the middle of last year.
我在去年的时候就开始祷告。
After our brothers here invited us again.
在我这边的弟兄们邀请我以后。
What would the Lord have me share with you this time?
我要给弟兄姊妹在这里要分享什么呢?
I didn't know what to share.
我不知道我要分享什么。
I didn't have any clear impression.
我也没有什么非常深的印象。
But when I began to pray,
当我开始祷告的时候,
this little phrase in the book of Zechariah came to me.
这有一个话呢，是在撒迦利亚书就来到我。
It is in chapter 4, verse 10.
在第四章的第十节。
It says, don't despise the day of small things.
他说不能藐视这日的事为小。
This began to be a real word to me, I think.
这个就给我一个很深的印象。
I believe the Lord wants us to pay attention to these last words.
我相信呢，神是让我们要注意这些最后的话。
And in one sense, we live in a day of small things.
从某种意义上，我们所生活的时代是一个小事的时代。
And these are the words about the last days and small things.
这些话都是讲到小事时代的这样的神的话。
So this is where the burden began to develop.
这就是我心里的负担开始发展的一个起点。
As it's already been announced,
我们也都知道
，We will share on four books.
我们会分享到四卷书。
I apologize for all the homework.
我向大家道歉，大家要读很多的书。
You know, I thought maybe people, if I said read all of those books, people might be a little upset with me.
我是当时想说是让大家都读这些，把这书全读完。
So I pared it down to just essential parts of those four books.
或许大家有意见，所以我就把这个精炼到这些十章章节，十个章节。
The last three books in the Old Testament are the last words of God to His Old Testament people.
这最后三卷的旧约的圣经呢，就是讲到神对于那时候的时代的子民所说的最后的话。
There are three prophets who spoke.
那有三个的先知。
There's Haggai.
有哈该。
There's Zechariah.
撒迦利亚。
And there's Malachi.
马拉基。
These are God's last words.
这是神最后的话。
And the impression the Holy Spirit gave me.
这个圣灵给我的印象是这样的。
Were these are words for us.
这些话是对我们适用的。
These are the words at the end of an era.
这些话呢是讲到我们最后时代的话。
They are the words at the end of the Old Testament era.
这些话是发生在旧约的时代的最后。
But I think they're equally applicable to this last era that we live in.
但是这也同样适用我们现在这个时代最后的。
Now the book of Revelation is the same.
启示录也是一样。
It's the words of God at the end of the age.
是神的话在最后的时代所说的话。
It's the last words in the New Testament era.
是在新约时代最后神的话。
And those words weren't just written for the first century Christians.
不只是对于第一个世纪的圣徒们有效。
They were written for us.
更是为着我们这个时
代。Upon whom the end of the ages has come.
是我们这个面临最后时代的这些圣徒们应该领受的。
So this is the burden that the Lord gave me.
这是神给我的一个负担。
Tonight we'll look at Haggai.
今天晚上我们会看到哈该书。
If you'll turn to the book of Haggai,
我们一起翻到哈该书。
We will read some verses.
我们会读一些经节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, came the word of Jehovah by the prophet Haggai unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying,
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说
Thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, saying, This people say the time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And the word of Jehovah came by Haggai, the prophet, saying,
那是耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，
Is it time for you that you should dwell in your wainscoted houses while this house lieth waste?
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
And now thus saith Jehovah of hosts,
现在万军之耶和华如此说，
Consider your ways.
你们要省察自己的行为。
You have sown much and bring in little.You eat, but you are not satisfied. You drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe yourself, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth the wages for a bag with holes.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得工钱的，将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Thus saith Jehovah of hosts,Consider your ways.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified in it, saith Jehovah.
你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章15节,
and now I pray you, consider from this day onward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Jehovah, before those days were.
现在你们要追想此日之以前, 耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景。
When one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to a vat to draw out 50 press measures, there were but 20.
在那一切日子，有人来到谷锥，想得20斗，只得了10斗；有人来到酒池，想得50桶，只得了20桶。
I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the works of your hands, and you turn not to me, saith Jehovah.
在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂。 冰雹攻击你们，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。
Consider, I pray you, from this day and onward, and from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of Jehovah's temple was laid, consider it.
你们要追想此日以前，就是从这9月24日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。
And the last three verses.
最后三节,
or the last four verses.
最后四节,
and the word of Jehovah came the second time unto Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah.
这月24日，耶和华的话二次临到哈该说，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说,
saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth.
我必震动天地。
And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of nations, and I will throw the chariots and those that ride therein, and the horses and their riders shall come down every one by the sword of his brother.
我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的，马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。
In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, will I take thee, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, saith Jehovah, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith Jehovah of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Let's pray one more moment. Lord, we know that your words are holy.
主啊,
we know that your words are precious. No man is capable of speaking your words. We say like Peter said to you,
我们要说像彼得当年说的一样,
to whom shall we go?
我们还归从谁呢?
You alone have the words of eternal life. And we pray tonight as we consider these last words,
我们祷告在我们一同来思想这些末世的话的时候,
that you will quicken them to our spirit,
你可以来使我们的灵苏醒,
that we will understand what the Spirit says to the churches,
我们可以来明白圣灵对教会所说的话,
and we too will be challenged to serve the Lord in our generation.
我们可以被挑战来服侍我们这个时代的,
for we ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉你宝贵的名求, Amen.
Now one thing I'd like to make very clear,
and
it may be a relief to most of you,
你们可能会很觉得很放松。
I don't want to take a verse by verse exposition of all of these four books.
我不会把这四卷的书呢一个字一个字的来讲解。
Rather, the burden that the Lord has placed upon my heart is that we would receive the spirit of what's in the book.
而是神给我们，给我的负担就是要我们从这当中领受到神圣灵给我们的。
In other words, the writer has a spirit that he writes in.
也就是说，这个写 写这个圣经的，它里面有一个灵。
And if all we get are words on a page,
如果我们只是得到这个字面的话，
then we do not receive the word of God.
我们就没有办法接受神的话。
But if on the other hand,
但是另一方面，
if we can enter into the spirit of the writer,
就是我们能够进入到这个圣灵所写的时候的这个灵，
if we can do what it says in the book of Revelation,
我们要是像在启示录中所写的那样，
Hear what the Spirit says to the churches,
能够听到圣灵对教会所说的话，
Then we can be helped.
我们就可以被医治。
Otherwise, it's just speaking.
否则的话，我们只是说而已。
And the only speaking we want is God speaking.
我们这里要的是神向我们说话。
So that's the first qualification.
这是第一点。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe these four books are absolutely important to our generation.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这四卷书实在是非常非常重要的。
It's through these books.
是这些的书。
It's through these prophets.
是这些的预言。
It's through these writers.
是这些的神的写神话的作者。
That the Lord stirs the spirit of His people.
神就使得这些神的儿女的灵可以被激起。
And recovers his testimony in the earth.
能够恢复神在地上的见证。
These are very important.
这是非常重要的。
God speaks in these books.
神在这些书中向我们说话。
And he's looking for a response from his people.
他也寻找他儿女们对这些话的反应。
And if he gets the right response,
如果是他能得到我们正确的反应，
even if it's from a very small remnant,
甚至是从一个很少数的渔民中，
then he is able to recover his testimony and complete his purpose.
他就可以做他恢复的工作，可以来成就他的这个旨意。
I believe that's the importance of these books.
我相信这就是这些书卷的重要性。
These are not just the words to the Old Testament Jewish people.
这不是只是对这些旧约中的犹太人所说的话。
These are not just the words to the first century Christians.
也不是对于那第一世纪的这些圣徒而讲。
God's word is living.
神的话是活的。
God's word is able to quicken.
神的话可以使我们的灵苏醒。
Everything that is written in the word is written for us.
所有神的话都是为我们所写的。
Oh, it says in the book of Corinthians.
这都是在在
in one of the books of Corinthians, it says all these things were written for our edification.
在哥林多书信中讲到，所有的这些话呢，是为着我们的好处而写。
Now let me give a little background.
我给你一点的这个背景。
Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
哈该书、撒加利亚书和马拉基书
，They are post-exilic prophets.
他们是在被掳以后的兴起的先知。
In other words, they were the prophets that God used after the Babylonian exile.
是这些先知是在神的儿女被掳到巴比伦以后的兴起的先知。
They were post-exilic.
他们是在被流放
they prophesied after the captivity.
他们是在被掳以后向代表神说的。
And it was such an important time in God's people, in the history of God's people,
就是那个时代实在是对于神的儿女是非常重要的时候。
That the testimony of God as a whole was lost on the earth.
就是讲到神在地上的一个完整的见证已经失去了。
I think you know the story.
你们都知道这个故事。
God's people had committed spiritual idolatry.
就讲到那个时候的神的儿女在这个在他们的灵里面犯了奸淫。
And spiritual adultery.
是犯奸淫的，在灵里面犯奸淫。
And because of their unfaithfulness,
因为他们不忠诚。
God himself gave up his people to Babylonian captivity.
神就把他们任凭巴比伦帝国掳去。
Now can you imagine?
你能不能想象呢?
I think that's an extraordinary thing.
这是实在是很特别的事。
But because of their unfaithfulness,
因为他们不忠诚,
God gave them up.
神就放弃了他们。
And the testimony was gone.
神的见证也是。
As a matter of fact, during that period, if you read Ezra and Nehemiah, you'll discover something.
甚至是在那个时代，像你要读到尼希米和以斯拉书的时候，你会发现
，You will discover that God is called the God of the heavens。
就那里是讲到神是被称为天上的神
，But He is not called the God of the heavens and the earth，
而没有被称为是天地的主，天地的神
，Because His testimony in His people was lost。
是因为他神在他儿女中的见证已经失去。
This is the background of these books。
这是这些书卷的一个背景。
But God never gave up on His purpose。
但是神从没有放弃他的目的。
It tells us in Timothy, in one of the letters of Timothy,
他那里在提摩太书中呢讲到
，We may be unfaithful，
我们可能会失信
，But God remains faithful still。
但是神仍然是信实的。
So God gave His people another chance。
所以神就给他的儿女有另一机会。
He raised up a voice。
他就兴起先知。
He raised up these three prophets。
他兴起这三位先知。
And these three prophets admonished and encouraged and corrected the people of God.
这三位先知就来警告，来归正这神的儿女。
And because of their correction and admonishment and encouragement,
因为他们的归正，他们的这样的警告，就和那个归和他的这样的纠正，
God was able to recover His testimony in the earth.
神就可以恢复他的地上的见证。
Now let me give you some more history.
我可以给你更多的历史。
God moved sovereignly.
神的在地上是靠他的旨意来运行。
He moved among a Gentile king.
他就来感动一个这个外邦的王。
That Gentile king was Cyrus, king of Persia.
是波斯王古列。
Let me read Ezra.
在以斯拉记当中，
Ezra is before Nehemiah。
在尼希米记之前，以斯拉记
Chapter 1
第一章。
And in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Jehovah.Stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, and he made a proclamation throughout his kingdom, and also in writing, saying,
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说
，Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, as Jehovah, the God of the heavens.Given to me, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem.
波斯王古列如此说：耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
Which is at Judah, in Judah.
是在犹大。
Listen to this. Whosoever there is among you of all of his people.His God be with him, and let him go to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Jehovah, the God of Israel. He is God, which is at Jerusalem.
第三节，在你们中间，凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Out of that darkness of captivity.
在那个黑暗的被掳的时代
，God who will not give up on His purpose，
神不愿意放弃他的旨意
，raised up this Gentile king，
就兴起了这个外邦的王。
It's almost hard to believe，
实在是很难相信。
He's the king of Medo-Persia，
他是在波斯的一个古列。
And God raises up this king，
神就兴起这个王。
And He says this is the only God。
他这个王就说这是
The God of the heavens
这是天上唯一的神
And whosoever of his people that are in captivity that will return and build the house of Jehovah his God be with him
在你们中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷可以为他重建圣殿
This is the sovereign work of God
这是神他独行其事的作为
to recover his lost testimony in the earth
来恢复他在地上所失去的见证。
Now we know a little bit of the history.
我们也知道一些的历史。
Only a small remnant responded.
只有非常少数的人来答应这个呼召。
Out of the million or so that were in captivity,
在这一百多万的被掳的子民当中，
maybe 50,000 responded.
差不多有五万人。
Does this remind you of what Zechariah said?
这是不是像刚才我们读到的撒迦利亚书所说的？
He said, "Do not despise the day of small things."
不要藐视着小事的日子。
When God moves,
当神来做工的时候，
it doesn't matter how small.
不管多么小，
if He is in it,
若是神在其中，
He can recover all of His purpose.
他就可以恢复他自己的目的。
So this remnant returned after Cyrus, king of Persia, made this decree.
这些余数的子民就在这个在古列王的这个号召下回到耶路撒冷。
They returned to build the house of God.
他们回来是为了建神的殿。
This was about 536 BC.
大约在主前536年。
Now Haggai's ministry was 520 BC.
哈该的他的服事是在520年。
Zechariah's ministry was 2 years, 520 to 518 BC.
撒迦利亚呢是在520公元前520。
And Malachi's ministry was about 100 years later, about 433 to 425 BC.
马拉基呢他的在又在100年以后。
And now listen to this.
我们听。
And then the voice of God fell silent for 400 years.
这之后呢，神有四百年的沉默。
After these last words through these three prophets,
这三位先知说话以后，就神就沉默了四百年。
God never spoke again for 400 years.
神就没有再说话，直等到四百年以后。
This is the background.
这是这个背景。
Well, what we want to think about today is Haggai.
我们今天哈该书要说什么呢？
It is one of the smallest books in the Bible.
是哈该书是圣经当中非常小的书卷。
Certainly one of the smallest in the Old Testament.
是在旧约圣经中肯定是最短的。
Only Obadiah is smaller.
只有俄巴底亚书是更短一些。
But this small book was a very great word.
这个很短的书呢确实有很重要的话。
It's a short book.
是很短的书。
That's why I thought I could ask you to read both chapters.
所以我可以请大家两卷都两章都读。
But it's a very full book.
是非常丰满的。
It had a very great impact.
是有很大的影响的。
A fellow by the name of Marcus Dodds said this.
有一位研究圣经的学者这样讲。
For you history buffs, he was a Scottish Bible scholar.
他是一个苏格兰的一个圣经学者。
He translated Augustine's book, City of God.
他翻译了奥古斯丁的这个神的城这本书。
Listen to what he said of Haggai.
他怎么讲到哈该书呢？
No prophet ever appeared at a more critical juncture.
没有另一位先知在处于一个更加紧急的关头。
In the history of God's people.
是在神儿女的历史当中。
And it may be added.
或许再可以加一点。
No prophet was more successful.
没有先知比他更加成功。
That is an incredible statement.
这实在是很难置信。
Do you know Haggai only gave 4 messages?
你知不知道哈该他只给了四个的信息。
They're not like this long message.
不是像那个很长篇大论。
There were 4 very short messages.
他有四个很短的信息。
And he only ministered for 4 months.
他只讲了四个月的时间。
Can you imagine if your ministry only lasted for 4 months?
你能够想象要是你的服事只是
Somebody would begin to say your ministry is a failure.
有些人会说你的这个侍奉是实在是失败了。
Four messages, only a few verses long?
四个信息只有几个 几段的经节。
How can it have any impact?
怎么可能有影响?
But God used this prophet.
但是神却用这个先知。
So greatly.
大大的使用。
That he was able to recover his purpose in the earth.
他能够来恢复神在地上的旨意。
That is the importance of this book.
这就是这卷书的重要性。
How greatly he was used.
哈该是被神大大使用。
Now I think this is a word of God to us.
这是神对我们说的话。
Just as Haggai was used to encourage the people to build the house of God.
正像哈该被神使用来鼓励这些神的儿女来来建神的殿。
We are called today to build the house of God.
我们也同样被神呼召来建神的殿。
What happened in Haggai's day was something.
在哈该所发生的事情。
They returned to the land to build the house of God.
是这些子民就回到耶路撒冷来建神的殿。
Just as Cyrus called them to do.
正像古列王所呼召的那样。
And when they came back to the land, they came back with great enthusiasm.
他们到了那个回到这个犹太地的时候，他们非常的热心。
And in 1 year, they laid the foundation for the house.
一年他就把神殿的根基立定。
But then they stopped building the house of God.
但是他们就停下来不再。
And for 15 years,
大概有15年的时间。
No building of the temple of God happened.
没有再建神的这个殿。
They became overwhelmed with the opposition.
他们就会被这些反对的力量所压。
They became overwhelmed with the difficulties.
他们被这些困难所压。
And they became consumed with their own life.
他们也被他们自己的生活所占据。
And given that discouragement,
这些的很多的是他们灰心的事。
God raised up this prophet.
神在这其中就兴起这个先知。
To give four messages.
就给他们有四个。
In 4 months.
有四个月的时间。
And turn around the whole history of the people of God.
就把神子民的这个历史完全改变。
That's how great this book is.
这就是这卷书的重要性。
Now it's for us today.
这是也是对我们同样适应。
We're not building a house with stones that we get out of the earth.
我们不是用这个从地上取的石头来造这个殿。
We're not building a physical house.
我们不是做一个这个物质的殿。
If you read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, we're building a house with living stones.
我们读到在彼得前书第二章第五节，他是讲到我们要建的是一个是个生命的殿。
You are the material for the house.
我们就是我们这个殿的材料。
But somehow when God calls us to build His house,
但我神要呼召我们来建这个殿的时候
，everything seems to get in the way.
好像就有很多拦阻。
All of a sudden, we discover the opposition from the enemy.
我们就发现有仇敌很多的这样的搅扰。
The enemy doesn't make it easy on Christians.
这些仇敌呢，使得基督徒非常的难受。
We discover all the difficulties that come along with building His house.
我们知道在建神的殿的这个事情上有很多的难处。
And we become discouraged in building His house.
我们就很灰心。
And we get caught up with the affairs of this life.
我们也会被这个世界上的事情自己的生活所占据。
Brothers and sisters, that's why I believe this is a word for us.
这就是我相信这卷书是对我们是适用的。
We are no different than they are.
我们和那时候的圣徒没有什么区别。
And they are no different than we are.
他们也不和我们也是一样。
So that word God gave, that last word is the word for us.
所以神所在最后的时候所说的话也是为我们。
I would like us to think about just three things.
我们来单单说三件事。
God does three things in this book.
神在这卷书中有三件事。
First of all, He confronts His people.
第一件就是他来面对他的儿女们。
But God doesn't only just confront His people. If you read this book very carefully, you discover that God comforts His people.
我们要仔细读的话呢, 神也安慰他的,
with tremendous comfort. And not only does God comfort His people,
不仅神来, 来安慰他的子民,
if you read this book carefully, you discover another thing.
我们要继续的仔细读, 我们也发现,
that God completes His purpose.
神也完成他的目的,
this is the book of Haggai.
这就是哈该书。
There is a phrase, a verse I love in Haggai.
在哈该书我很喜欢的,
look at chapter 1, verse 13.
在第一章的第十三节,
then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message unto the people.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说,
it wasn't just the prophet speaking.
不只是, 这个先知说话,
it's a strange verse when you read it.
这是觉得有点奇怪,
it was Jehovah's message.
是耶和华的使者,
in Jehovah's messenger.
是来奉耶和华差遣,
that's the unique thing about the book of Haggai.
这是, 哈该书非常独特的一点,
it was God speaking.
是神说话。
As a matter of fact, when you read this book carefully, you discover something else.
实际上你要是继续仔细读, 它也有另外的事情。
There are only 38 verses.
一共有, 38节。
But 16 of the verses says this.
16节, 当中16节这样讲,
thus saith Jehovah.
是讲到耶和华说,
this is God's word.
这是神的话,
this is Jehovah's message.
这是耶和华的信息,
through Jehovah's messenger.
通过耶和华的使者说的,
but not just through Jehovah's messenger.
不只是通过耶和华的使者说,
it is in Jehovah's messenger. Thus saith Jehovah. Now may the Lord help us to hear what He's saying.
愿主帮助我们来听到他说的话。
First of all, God confronts His people.
首先, 神来面对他的子民。
When you read this book,
当你读这卷书的时候,
there's a key word in this book.
有一个很关键的字。
In that book, this key word is consider.
这个就是讲到省察。
You see it in chapter 1, verse 6.
在第一章的第五节。
Consider your ways. You see it in chapter 1, verse 7.
在第一章第七节,
consider your ways.
你们要省察自己的行为。
You see it in chapter 2, verse 15.
在第二章十五节,
consider from this day forward.
现在你们要追想以此,
you see it in chapter
2,
verse 18.
在十八节,
consider, I pray you. And you see it again in verse 18.
18节又说了一遍,
consider it.
追想,
this is the key word in the book of Haggai. He is confronting His people.
他来,
that people in whom He put all of His hope. That people He had called back to build the very house of God.
他就来呼召这些子民来重建神的圣殿。
That people in whom He was going to recover the testimony of God in the earth.
他要借着这些子民来恢复他在地上的见证。
He had to confront His people.
他首先要来面对他的子民。
He had to say to His people.
他要来对他们讲话。
What are you doing?
你在做什么?
Consider your ways.
你来思想。
Why have you stopped building the house of God?
你为什么不来建神的,
consider your ways.
省察自己的行为。
Listen in the first couple verses.
我们来有, 来看前几节。
Let's begin at verse 2.
第二节,
thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built.
万军之耶和华如此说, 这百姓说, 建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And the word of Jehovah came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you that you should dwell in your wainscoted houses, While this house lieth waste.
那是耶和华的话，临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
And now thus saith Jehovah of hosts.
现在万军之耶和华如此说，
Consider your way.
你们要省察自己的行为。
You have sown much.
你们撒的种多，
And you bring in little.
收的却少。
You eat, but you're not satisfied.
你们吃却不得饱。
You drink, but you are not filled with drink.
喝却不得足。
You clothe yourselves, but there is none to warm.
穿衣服却不得暖。
And he that earneth wages for a bag with holes.
则工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Thus saith Jehovah of hosts.
万军之耶和华如此说。
Consider your way.
你们要省察自己的行为。
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house.
你们要上山取木料，
and I will take pleasure in it,
建造这殿我就因此喜乐，
and I will be glorified,
却得荣耀。
Now this word consider is a very strong word.
这个字省察是很重的字眼。
It's the compound of three Hebrew words.
是三个希伯来的 字根所组成。
It means consider.
是讲到要思考。
It means heart.
讲到心。
And it means God.
讲到神。
Now let me put it in the way that I understand it.
我来讲到我所能了解的。
It simply means this.
是很简单的是讲到这样的事。
Consider what is in the heart of God.
就是要思想神心头的事。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we don't do.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们应该做的。
As the people of God, we're always looking for blessing.
作为神的儿女，我们常常是要求祝福。
We're always looking for what's in it for me.
总是讲到这神给我什么祝福。
But here's the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
但是神在最后的最末了的时间，他所说的话。
Consider what is in the heart of God.
是讲到我们要思想神心目中的事。
Those people that hear that word,
那些听到这个话的
and respond to that word,
来做反应的时候
they will be the people through whom he can recover his purpose.
那些人就可以用神被神使用来恢复他的见证。
Stephen Kong put it this way.
我们江守道弟兄这样讲。
He said it means set your heart on it.
是讲到我们要把我们的心放在这上。
You know, we sort of use that word consider in a kind of glib way.
我们讲到省察的时候常常是比较泛泛。
Larry might come up to me and say, hey brother, would you consider going bowling with me?
我也可能是给我们弟兄讲我们要不要一起去打保龄球。
And I'll say, sure, I'll consider it.
我也可能讲我会考虑考虑。
And forget all about it.
我就会以后就忘了。
But God has a word for us in the generation that we live.
但是神对于我们现在这个时代的儿女有这样的话。
It's a word of confrontation to the people of God.
这是一个神来面对他自己儿女的话。
Consider your ways.
就是要省察自己的行为。
What are you doing with your life?
你用你自己的生命做什么呢？
Where is all your energy?
你的这些能量在哪里呢？
Where is all your love?
你的爱在哪里？
You see, they made choices.
他们有选择。
And their priority changed.
他们的这样的优先次序也改变了。
This is the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
这是神在最末日的最末了的日子所要说的话。
Now I'm very sympathetic to the people of God in Haggai's day.
我非常同情在哈该书所讲到的这些神的儿女的情形。
Because I think it's easy to get overwhelmed with life.
因为我们非常容易被这个生活所霸占。
My wife and I have a saying.
我和我的太太有这样的话。
We say life gets in the way.
就是讲到这个我们好像在生活中就失落了。
Now do you understand what I mean?
你知道我的这个意思吗？
You, as the people of God, we have good intentions.
作为神的儿女，我们会有好的这样的一个想法。
We mean to serve the purpose of God in our generation. He has put a love in our heart for His purpose. But somehow, life gets in the way. And then you add to it the enemy's opposition. You know, what is funny about this,
就是非常, 可笑的是,
now funny is a poor choice of words.
这可笑呢是不太合适的话,
when he confronted him, he said, you say the time is not come to build Jehovah's house.
就是有点可笑的就是说,
but you build your own wainscoted houses.
但是你却把你自己的房屋建造成有天花板的, 天花板的房屋。
And it even goes on to say, while this house lieth waste.
还甚至讲到这殿仍然荒凉。
Now, brothers and sisters, be very careful.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要很小心。
We're not building a physical building.
我们不是在建一个, 物质的殿。
As the people of God, we are the house of God.
作为神的子民,
Ephesians tells us we are the habitation for God in the Spirit.
以弗所书就讲到我们是神借着圣灵所居的。
We are the temple made of living stone.
我们是用活石所建成的灵宫。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们是那个君尊的祭司。
That's why this word is a word to us.
这就是为什么这卷书是对我们所讲。
But I tell you, the enemy will attack us.
我告诉你，这仇敌会来攻击我们。
You know, the enemies attacked those brothers and sisters, those 50,000 that returned relentlessly.
这些仇敌对这五万的回来的儿女们实在是毫不留情。
When you read the book of Nehemiah, it's amazing.
当我们读尼希米书的时候,
you read about the enemy attacked them so much when they were building the wall.
我们读到的时候是讲到这些仇敌就攻击那些来兴起在尼希米时代来建圣殿的，建这个城墙的。
When you look at Nehemiah 4:21,
我们看到在四章第21节,
it says, and we labored in the work, and half of them held spears from the rising of the dawn till the stars appeared.
第四章21节, 于是我们做工, 一半拿兵器, 从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。
Such great opposition.
这是很大的一个仇敌的, 搅扰。
The enemy assaults us.
这些仇敌就来攻击他们。
But when you read Ephesians 6,
但我们读到以弗所书第六章的时候,
you see how God has made every provision for us to stand against the enemy.
就讲到神为我们预备了一切的兵器, 来抵挡仇敌。
Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
第六章的以弗所书第六章第十节讲到是依赖他的大能大力。
Take the whole armor of God.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
He has made every provision.
他为我们提供了一切的需要。
And if you read it carefully,
当我们仔细读的时候,
it says in 6 verse 13,
在第六章第十三节,
for this reason take to you the panoply of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装, 好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌, 并且成就了一切, 还能站立得住。
Every provision is made that we can overcome the enemy. Every provision is made.
每一个需要,
I like Brother Darby's note.
达比弟兄他这样讲,
it means this thing of having accomplished all things to withstand the evil means this.
达比说, 并且成就了一切, 还能站立得住, 讲到这个的意思,
or having overcome all things,
或者是讲到就是完成了, 成就了一切,
it means the carrying through and the putting into execution,
是要讲到一个过程, 那个能够实现,
all that is purposed,
都在这个定义当中,
listen to this word,
来，我们听这个字。
In spite of the opposition.
是尽管有仇敌的敌挡。
The opposition from the enemy may be great.
虽然仇敌的抵挡是大的。
We know from the book of Daniel that the enemy specializes in wearing out the saints.
我们知道从但以理书讲到呢，仇敌就要让我们磨，把我们消磨。
We know that the enemy is the accuser of the brethren.
我们知道这些仇敌是来控告弟兄的。
But God has made every provision.
但是神却给我们一切的装备。
That we can overcome the enemy.
我们可以来战胜仇敌。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
It's not only the opposition.
不仅是这些的抵抗。
It's this matter of the heart.
是我们的心。
What is our heart set on?
我们的心到底放在哪里？
You know, brothers and sisters, this is what happened.
弟兄姊妹们，我究竟发生了什么呢？
The remnant returned to the land.
这些渔民回到了犹太地。
They began to build.
他们开始施工。
There was such enthusiasm.
他们非常热心。
Now you think about that.
你好好想一想。
How like that is of us.
这实在是和我们很相似。
When the Lord first touches us, there's such enthusiasm.
当神首先来，在我们生活中的时候，我们实在是很热心。
We begin to serve with such enthusiasm and zeal.
我们服侍是那么热心啊。
We love the Lord.
我们爱我们的主。
Nothing is too great.
没有事情是大的我们不能做。
We pray those simple prayers. All that I have, Lord, is yours.
我们常常这样祷告，我说我们所有的都是你的。
And we mean it.
我们也实在是这样想。
But over time, something happened.
但是呢，时间过了以后，
all of a sudden, that enthusiasm begins to fade.
我们这些热心就开始冷却。
And then very often, the heart and the priorities begin to change.
我们的心和我们的这个优先次序就开始改变。
You remember in Revelation chapter 2, the word, the letter, to the church in Ephesus.
你记得在启示录的第二章对以弗所教会所说的。
Their initial enthusiasm waned.
他们的起初的这个热心爱心就冷淡了。
And it says in verse 4 and 5.
在第二章第四第五节。
But I have against thee.
然而有一件事我要责备你。
Thou hast left thy first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Remember therefore whence thou art fallen.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
And repent and do the first works.
并要悔改行起初所行的事。
Brothers and sisters, doesn't this sound like the word of Haggai?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是听起来是像哈该书所说的？
Consider your ways.
就是要回想你所做的事。
God is merciful to confront his people.
神实在是非常有怜悯来对他的子民。
You know, not only that, God chastens his people.
不仅如此，神也来管教他的儿女。
Hey, we might think this is a hard letter.
我们可能想这个书实在是很难读。
But it's God's mercies.
但是是这里面充满了神的恩典。
You know, it tells them let's turn back to the first chapter again. Let me get it right.
我们再回到哈该书第一章。
You have sown much and you bring in little.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。
You eat, but you're not satisfied.
你们吃却不得饱。
You drink, but you're not filled with drink.
喝却不得足。
You clothe yourselves.
穿衣服。
But there is none warm.
却不得暖。
And he that earneth wages for a bag with holes.
得工价的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
And then you look at verse 10.
的第十节。
Therefore, over you the heavens withhold their dew, and the earth withholds its fruit.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon man, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor.Of the hand.
我命干旱临到地土、山岗、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
This is God's chastening of his people.
这是神对他儿女的管教。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that God's mercy is that he chastens his people?
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道在神的管教当中有神的怜悯？
Not only does he confront his people,
不仅他要面对他的儿女，
but he chastens his people.
并且他要管教他的子民。
I think sometimes we read this and say this is way too hard.
我们读这时候我们就会想这实在是非常的难。
But this is God's mercy.
但这却是神的怜悯。
He doesn't deal with the world this way.
他对于世界不这样来处理。
He lets them go.
他让这个世界就要这样。
But he deals with us.
但他却这样来对待我们。
If you read Hebrews chapter 12,
当我们读到希伯来书第十二章的时候，
it says he chastens all that he loves.
他是说他所爱的他必管教。
And that chastening works out the peaceable fruit of righteousness for those that are exercised by it.
就是讲到神管教以后就让我们可以生出义来。
Now the Lord knows we have need of food.
我们当然神知道我们需要。
The Lord knows we have need of clothing.
需要我们需要穿。
The Lord knows we have need of homes.
我们需要有住的。
He doesn't deprive us of any of these things.
他不是把这些都让我们夺去。
But when our priorities change, He will deal with us.
但是若是我们的优先次序不对的话，他会来管教我们。
I remember Matthew 6, verse 32 and 33.
在马太福音第六章第三十六节三十节
Seek ye first the kingdom of God,
你是要先求神的
and his righteousness,
神的国和神的义
and all these things,
这些事情都会
not just some of these things,
不只是其中的一些
but all of these things will be added to you,
所需要的都会加给我们
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is not punishment.
这不是惩罚。
I think sometimes we have a wrong idea of God.
我们常常会误会我们的神。
You know, we think he's always out to get us.
他常常是很苛刻的。
But this is his highest mercy.
但是他却是他的极大的怜悯。
They were going their own way.
这些子民呢就偏行己意。
Doing their own things.
随己意而行。
Living their own career,
是在他自己的这个工职业当中生活。
Building their own life,
来建造他们自己的生活。
Never once did they stop and say, "Consider what God wants."
从来没有停下来说，我们来思想或者省察神到底要什么。
This is the reason He did what He did.
这就是为什么神这样来对待他的。
You know, it's not punishment.
这不是惩罚。
Because when we punish, we want the offender to suffer for his offense.
因为惩罚是讲到要被惩罚的人要受苦。
God does not punish his people.
神没有惩罚他的儿女。
It's not even just discipline.
不是，甚至不是只是管教。
You know, discipline just tries to train us so next time we obey.
这些管教呢是要让我们下次能做对。
This is child training.
这是对于孩子们的管教。
The difference is in child training, as we read in Hebrews 12, it's always done in love, even when it's difficult.
对于孩子们的这样的一个训练总是在爱中进行的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of Haggai.
弟兄姊妹，这就是哈该书所
讲的。Consider your ways.
要省察自己的行为。
What are you here for?
你在这里是做什么的？
What are you doing with your life?
你的我们的生命到底什么目的？
What are your priorities?
你的优先次序在哪里？
Have you lost that heart?
你有没有失去？
Have you left your first love?
你有没有失去起初的爱？
Consider your ways.
省察你自己的行为。
Come and build the house of God.
来建造神的殿。
But brothers and sisters, there's another thing in this book.
弟兄姊妹，在这卷书中还讲到一件事。
Not only does God confront and chasten His people, but God comforts His people.
不仅神来面对来管教，而且神也。
Now he doesn't just comfort them in a small way.
而且神也来安慰他们的他的子民。
He comforts in a great way.
他来, 极大的来, 来,
look at chapter 1, verse 13.
在第一章第13节,
Then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message, unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华的使者哈该, 奉耶和华差遣对百姓说, 耶和华说,
Look at verse 4.
第四节,
But now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Jehovah. Chapter 2, verse 4. But
第二章,
now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Jehovah, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye the people of the land, saith Jehovah, and work. For I am with you, saith Jehovah of hosts.
第二章第四节，耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。”这是万军之耶和华说的。
Not only once,
不只是一次,
but twice,
两次。
God gives His greatest comfort to His people.
神给他的子民们有极大的一个安慰。
He says, I am with you, saith Jehovah of hosts.
他说,我与你们同在。
This is the comfort.
这就是神的安慰。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is the greatest comfort.
弟兄姊妹,我相信这是最大的安慰。
Think of what it says in Romans chapter 8.
我们想到罗马书第八章的时候,
If God be for us, who then against us?
那里讲到若是神来帮助我们, 谁还能抵挡我们呢?
As a matter of fact, this is the great comfort throughout the whole of the Bible.
实际上这个安慰是在整本圣经中最大的安慰。
I think of Joshua chapter 1 verse 5.
我想到在约书亚, 约书亚, 的第一章,
Chapter 1, verse 5.
第五节,
this was the word of comfort.
这是一个神鼓励我们的话,
as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
第五节, 你平生的日子必无一人能站立在你面前, 我怎样与摩西同在, 也必照样与你同在, 我必不撇下你, 也不丢弃你。
This was the great comfort to the people of God when they began to go into Canaan land.
这是神在他的子民们要进入迦南之前对他们的勉励。
Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我怎样与摩西同在, 也必照样与你同在。
And he adds this little addendum.
这里又讲了稍微多加一点。
He says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
他讲我必不撇下你也不丢弃你。
Do you know these were the very words the Lord Jesus used to his disciples?
这些话正是主耶稣对他的门徒所说的话。
In Matthew 28, when he sent them out to make disciples,
在马太福音第28章当门徒被差遣出去的时候,
he said, I will be with you always until the end of the age.
那里主耶稣说,我要与你同在,只等到世界的末了。
God may confront us.
神可能面对我们。
God will chasten us.
神也会管教我们。
But God always comforts us.
但是神也总是来安慰我们。
And His comfort always follows His confrontation and always follows His chastening.
他给我们的安慰总是在他管教或者是面对我们之后。
Oh, there are so many places here. We could be here all night.
我们可以整晚上都可以讲到
Psalm 23 verse 4, all of you know it by heart.
在第诗篇23篇,
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷, 也不怕遭害。
And what is the answer to that?
这答案是什么呢?
For thou art with me.
因为你与我同在。
The Lord Jesus had one word to those.
主耶稣, 有一句话对,
through Haggai the prophet, he had one word to them.
对, 主耶稣对着, 借着哈该书, 有一句话,
he said, I am with you.
说到,
this is the great comfort.
这是一个极大的一个安慰。
And the Lord said this to his church in Matthew 18, verse 20.
在马太福音十八章第二十节
this was a great comfort to the church.
马太福音十八章二十节
For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
And when you read the book of Haggai,
当我们读到哈该书的时候
the comfort goes way beyond his presence.
这其中的安慰不仅是他的同在。
You know, he says something else. Look at chapter 2, verse 9.
我们看哈该书第二章第九节。
He tells them this about the house of Jehovah.
他讲到这个神的殿。
2 verse 9 says, The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith Jehovah of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith Jehovah of hosts.
第二章第九节，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
This was his promise, and this was his comfort.
这是他的一个应许，也是他的这样的一个勉励。
This house that you stopped building.
这个你所停止修建的。
This house that you neglected.
这是你所冷落的。
The latter glory of this house shall exceed the former glory.
而这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Jehovah of hosts.
是万军之耶和华说的。
That is our comfort.
这是我们的安慰。
What great comfort.
何等大的一个安慰。
You know, it may be a day of small things.
这可能是小事的日子。
We may be molested on every side.
我们可能四处受害。
From the enemy.
通过仇敌。
From circumstances.
通过环境。
From discouragement.
通过各方面。
Even with our own weak hearts.
甚至我们的软弱的心。
But God's comfort is this.
神对我们的安慰是这样的。
The latter glory of this house shall exceed the former glory.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
There's another promise.
还有另一个的这样的应许。
If you look at Haggai 2,
看
6 and 7,
哈该书第二章第六第七节。
He talks about the shaking that will come.
他讲到这个震动。
Now, brothers and sisters, in these last days, we know we live in a time of shaking.
我们知道在最后末日的末后的日子有震动。
Great shakings are happening.
有极大的震动。
Globally, when you look around.
我们看整个的全球都是这样。
Economically, when you look around.
我们看我们的经济。
There are great shakings.
有很大的一个震
动。Like we haven't seen in many generations.
我们很多的这个几代都没有看到这样的情况。
I remember I was coming back from lunch one day in Richmond.
有一次我吃过午饭以后
to my office,
回到我的办公室
and I pulled up into the parking lot at my office,
我就把车停在我的办公室前
and I parked my little car,
我就停我的车
and then all of a sudden there started to be a great shaking. It started shaking left to right and left to right and forward and backwards.And I thought, what on earth is my car shaking for?
我就觉得这个车前后左右都是不停的摆动。
Now I thought it was some of my employees shaking my car.
我想可能是我的这个这些工人啊在这里开玩笑。
But you may have read about it. We had a 5.8 magnitude earthquake in Richmond, Virginia, of all places.
因为那个时候呢在Richmond 那一带地呢有 5.8 级的地震。
Great shaking.
很大的一个震动。
Now I'm still looking at buildings that have been shaken by the earthquake.
我现在还是在检查那些被这个地震所影响的这些。
For those of you who don't know, I'm a structural engineer.
你们可能有些人不知道我是做这个结构的工程师。
And I have people call me up and they say, you wouldn't believe how my building shook.
有些人就给我打电话说你真是不了解我那个屋子抖成什么样。
You wouldn't believe the whole building felt like it was falling down.
你真是不可能了解哈，我这个整个的这个建筑都要倒下来。
And you go out and they have this little tiny crack in their drywall.
那但是呢，这个影响就是在它的这个墙壁上有一个缝。
I tell them don't worry about.
我对他们说别担心。
But brothers and sisters, it's a great shaking.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大
的震动。But in chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, there says there's an end to that shaking.
在第六、第七节，他却讲到这个震动。
And the end of that shaking is the desire of all nations will come.
这个目的就是使得这个万国都可以来。
Brothers and sisters, this great comfort means the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will come.
这个最大的一个安慰就是在那个时候的结束的时候，弥赛亚主耶稣基督就会回来。
There may be great shaking,
可能有很大的震动。
But there's an end to the shaking.
但是在震动有一个最终的目的。
And just like we read in Hebrews,
在希伯来书中讲到。
There's an end to the shaking.
在这些震动的有一个结束。
There will be an unshakable kingdom.
有一个不能够震动的国。
Let me turn to that.
我们一起翻到希伯来书
12:26 halfway through 26 yet once will I shake not only the earth but also the heaven but this yet once signifies the removing of what is shaking as being made that what is not shaken may remainWherefore, let us receive a kingdom not to be shaken, have grace by which let us serve God acceptably with reverence and fear, for also our God is a consuming fire.
二十六节的后半部分，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的长存所以我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神因为我们的神乃是烈火
This is the end of the shaking.
这就是这个震动之后的结果
You know, we don't have to be like the people of the world in fear for all the shakings that are going on.
我们不应该像这个世界上人那样在这些震动之后呢我们觉得很可怕。
The Lord said, when you see all these things, look up.
主说当你发现这些震动的时候呢你要向天看。
Because your salvation draws near.
因为你的救恩要临到。
We should not fear the shaking.
我们不需要害怕这些震动。
The desire of all nations will come.This is the end of the shaking.
就是这些万国要有心归向神。
And if that isn't enough, there's another promise.
如果这还不够的话，还有一个应许。
Another comfort.
另一个的这样的安慰。
Look at chapter 2:19.
在第二章的第十九节。
This is after he says, "Consider three more times."
这是在他讲到这个追想三次以后。
Verse 19 says this.
第十九节
From this day I will bless you.
从今日起我必赐福于你们
This is the end of the Lord. This is the promise of God.
这是神的应许
This is the comfort to his people.
这是神对他子民的安慰
From this day I will bless you.
从今日起我必赐福于你们
The end of all of his chasing.
这一切的管教的后面
the end of all of his confronting
这一切的这样面对的背后
is that he might bless us.
他可以来祝福我们
This is his great comfort.
这就是他对我们的安慰
Now let me just finish with a few minutes.
我来做结束
the third thing.
第三件事
God completes his purpose.
神也完成他的目的
God has confronted his people.
神来面对他的子民
He always confronts his people
他总是来面对他的子民
Because his hope is in his people
因为神的这样的希望在他的子民
Through those that respond to him he recovers his purpose
那些呼召答应他呼召的他就可以来恢复他的工作
But he comforts his people
但是他来安慰他的子民
With the greatest comfort
有很大的安慰
He says I am with you saith the Lord
他说我要来与你同在
But do you know this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道？
Not only does he do these two things,
不只是他要做这两件事，
he will complete his purpose.
他要完成他的目的。
This is what is so encouraging.
这实在是。
He will complete his purpose.
他要来完全他的旨意。
Now they had stopped building the house of God for 15 years after just laying the foundation for the house.
当他们立了根基以后有十五年停工没有修建。
And this confronting,
这个的面对
was so successful. This chastening was so successful that he stirred again the hearts of all the people. He stirred Haggai's heart. He stirred Zerubbabel's heart. He stirred Joshua's heart. And it says in chapter 1, verse 12,
在第一章第十二节,
and all the remnant of the people hearkened to the voice of Jehovah their God. And then in just 5 years,
然后就用了5年的时间,
the house of God was completed.
这个神的家殿就被兴,
no wonder Daniel said, when God moves, none can stay his hand.
这就为什么丹伊里这样讲, 当神行动的时候, 没有人能抗拒,
this discouraged remnant,
这些的灰心,
this opposed remnant,
这些被, 拦阻的这些的,
this beleaguered remnant,
这些非常软弱的,
not unlike us,
不是不像我们,
this ones that were caught up with the busyness of life,
这些曾经被自己的生活所占据的,
somehow God stirred their spirit,
神就有办法让他们的灵被激动,
and they began again to rebuild the house of God.
他们就开始重新再修建神的殿,
and in just 5 years,
就用了5年的时间,
God was able to complete his purpose.
神就把他的, 目的达到,
that's the story of Haggai.
这是哈该书的故事,
praise the Lord.
感谢赞美神,
the one that stirs,
那位激动人心的,
is the one that shakes,
也是那个震动的,
and the one that completes his purpose.
也是那位, 完成他自己目的的,
but there's one more thing.
还有一件事,
you know, God's purpose isn't just to build the house of God.
神的目的不只是要建他的家,
when you read Ephesians 1 verse 10, you really discover what God's purpose is.
当我们读以弗所书第一章第十节的时候，我们知道神的永远的目的。It
is for the administration of the fullness of times to sum up all things in Christ.
是讲到当日期满足的时候，神要让一切的能够在基督里面能够同归于尽。
That is God's ultimate purpose.
这是神这个永远的,
that is the purpose that he wants to complete.
这是他要成就的。
That is the reason for all the confronting.
这是在一切面对的背后的目的。
That is the reason for all the chastening.
这也是那些管教的目的。
That is the reason for all the comforting.
那是那些安慰的目的。
That is the reason for everything.
那是一切的目的。
That in the end of the age, his son will have first place in all things.
就是在日期满足的时候, 神的儿子可以在,
when you look at those last four verses of Haggai,
当我们读到哈该书的最后的四,
you begin to discover that God has a full purpose in view.
就是神他有一个完全的目的。
Look at verse 23.
看第23节,
it says, in that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, will I take thee, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, saith Jehovah, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith Jehovah of hosts.
哈该书第二章第23节，万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now Zerubbabel was the governor of Judah. He was the one who was the head who returned to Jerusalem.
他是那个带领百姓回到犹太, 以色列, 这个耶路撒冷的,
he was the authority.
他是那个有权柄的,
he was the ruler.
他是一个管, 掌管的,
and he is a type of Christ.
他是预表着主耶稣,
this declaration in the last verse of Haggai isn't about Zerubbabel, it's about Christ.
哈该书最后一节这个宣告不是针对着所罗巴伯, 实在是针对着我们的基督。
Zerubbabel is just a figure of Christ.
所罗巴伯只是一个预表。
You know, God's purpose is not to sum up all things in Zerubbabel.
神的目的不是把一切都归给这个所罗巴伯。
God's purpose is to sum up all things in Christ.
神的目的是要使基督在万有中。
And he says, I will make thee a signet.
他说我必以你为印。
Now a signet is a signet ring.
这个印就是指的这个戒
指。It has a seal on it.
是有一个印章的一个戒指。
It represents the authority of the kingdom.
就是讲到这里有一个的权柄。
It represents the rule of the kingdom.
是讲到这个王国的一个的规则。
Wherever that seal is, that ruling can never be contested.
就是有这个印的地方，这个权柄就不能够受到挑战。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God's purpose in the end is to make Christ his signet.
神在最后的最终的目的就是让主基督来作为。
And he will complete that purpose.
他要来完成这样的一个目的。
All of his stirring.
所有的这一切的激动。
All of his shaking.
所有的震动。
All of his confronting.
所有的面对。
All of his chastening.
所有的这些管教。
All is for that one purpose.
这一切都有只有一个目的。
And that is the purpose that he will complete.
就是那个他要完成的目的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I hope you begin to understand how full this little book is.
我希望你们借着这些讲的可以知道这两卷书实在这 两章书很非常的丰满。
I hope you don't think it was just a history book.
我希望你们不觉得这 两章只是一个历史。
It is the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
这是在末世的时候神所要说的话。
And just as it was the word of the Lord for that little remnant back then,
正像当初神对那些渔民所讲的这些话，
It is the word of the Lord for us.
这也是对于我们现在所说的话。
God wants to confront us.
神愿意来面对我们。
He wants to ask us
他要来问我们
to consider our ways.
来省察我们的日子。
What are we living for?
我们为了什么而生活?
What is life all about?
我们生活的目的在哪里?
Consider your ways.
省察自己的行为。
Then he wants to comfort us.
他也愿意来安慰我们。
When we respond to him, he has the greatest words of comfort.
当我们来向他回应的时候，他就给我们极大的安慰。
He says, "I am with you."
他说我要与你同
在。And he says, "I will never leave you or forsake."
我也不会丢弃你。
And then those words in Joshua,
在约书亚书中所讲的
"Fear not."
不要惧怕。
And finally, we can take confidence in this.
我们可以借着这个来受安慰。
God is able to complete what He started.
神可以来完成他的目的。
I'm so thankful it doesn't depend on me.
非常的感恩，因为这个的结果不在于我自己。
I'm even thankful it doesn't depend on you.
我也很感恩，就是这个目的的成就不是在于我们。
The one who calls,
那位呼召的
is the one who sifts,
是那位拣选的
and the one who shakes,
也是那位震动的。
And he will call us back to his purpose.
他要把我们呼召到他自己的目的。
I told our brother Freedom.
我给我的朱弟兄讲到。
I would leave us with one lesson.
我要给大家
So everybody can remember. This is the one lesson.
我要给大家总结到一点。
Consider your ways.
来省察自己的行为。
Go up to the mountain and bring wood.
要上山取木料
and build the house
建造这殿
and I will take pleasure in it
我就因此喜乐
and I will be glorified in it
且得荣耀
saith Jehovah
这是耶和华说的
this is Haggai's last word
这是哈该最后所说的话
may the Lord help us to hear what the Spirit says to the churches
愿神帮助我们听到圣灵向教会所说的话
Lord, I know it's late and we're all tired.
主啊，我知道我们在最后已经很晚，我们也很劳累。
But Lord, our prayer is that we will really hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
主，我们祷告的就是我们可以听到圣灵向教会所说的话。
Lord, our prayer is that we really will hear this word of the Lord at the end of the age.
主，我祷告，我们能够听到主你要在末世的时候所说的话。
And more than hear it,
不只是听到，
we will respond to.
我们也可以来回应。
Lord.We want to consider our ways.
我们愿来思想或者是省察自己的行为。
We ask you to speak to us in a very living and real way.
我们愿你向着我们有活的来有功效的说话。
The things we're not able to say, we pray the Spirit of God would speak deeply to our heart.
主，我们所不能够说的，主，愿你的圣灵来向我们心的深处说话。
And we will hear the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
我们可以听到在末世的时候你要向我们说的话。
And serve the purpose of God in our generation.
能够来服侍主你在这个时代要我们来做的事。
For we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.